This edition of Steve Adubato Uncut, the podcast, has been made possible by Atlantic Health System, Johnson & Johnson, and the Adler Aphasia Center. We are now joined by Debbie Schlossberg, who is Patient Services Coordinator of Northern Central New Jersey at the ALS Association of Greater New York. Debbie, great to have you with us.
Hi, Steve.
Tell everyone what ALS is, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
ALS stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. It's a, unfortunately, fatal neurodegenerative disease that affects the motor neurons in the brain and spinal cord, and it results in muscle deterioration, eventually paralysis, and respiratory failure.
And no cure, per se, for ALS?
No cure, and not yet a very effective treatment either.
How many Americans, how many people are suffering, dealing with ALS as we speak on July 12th of 2021?
To the best of our knowledge, based on a registry that we maintain with the CDC, the prevalence, the numbers that we use today are about 17,000 Americans on any day living with ALS.
You know, we do know some people who are dealing with ALS. And I don't think people understand. You described what it is, Debbie, but the debilitating impact that ALS has had on people. I remember reading Tuesdays with Maury, you know, extraordinary book. Go out there and check it out. And by the way, let's make sure we put up the ALS Greater New York chapter website. Describe the impact, because when I think about Maury, this brilliant professor, this brilliant man, and how Mitch Albon in his book really described the deterioration that Maury experienced. Tell folks what actually happens.
Well, the slightly tricky part of that description is that it affects everybody differently. It can present differently. One person can present or start with, you know, some muscle weakness in their legs or their arms, sometimes their neck. Sometimes they come in and we meet them for the first time and they're walking perfectly well, but they can't speak at all, or they can't swallow. Very rarely, but also occasionally, the very first symptoms could be respiratory symptoms. So it's a very challenging condition to really, really describe. But what's universal in every case is that it's a thief. It robs a person of their ability, usually to ambulate, to use any of their muscles, to sit up straight. And the prognosis is 2 to 5 years from the time of diagnosis. So this all happens, and you know, that's a statistical average. So there are some people we know not very long at all. There are people whose lives extend way beyond 5 years, excuse me. But every step along the way, there is a loss.
Everyone has been affected by COVID one way or another. But as we tape toward the end of the summer, July 2021, how has your organization's work been affected by COVID?
It's been impacted pretty dramatically. I mean, we are a nonprofit. We rely very, very heavily on, first of all, the financial piece, the charitable donations. Right. So like all nonprofits globally, and not to mention businesses globally, we have been impacted. Our signature fundraising event is the Walk to Defeat. And I would really ask your viewers to go to the website and
we'll put it up right now.
More about the walk. Thank you so much. And these walks, we've had pre-COVID, we had 3 New Jersey walks. And this is an opportunity for thousands of people to come together to honor and memorialize people with ALS and to raise much needed funds. So clearly,
sure,
that didn't happen last year. We very deftly, not me, but our team, our walk team, pivoted to, you know, virtual walks. And of course, our community was very, very responsive and did their very best. But as you can imagine, we took a hit. We did take a hit.
But Debbie, your organization very much committed to public awareness around ALS, A, and B, the effort that has to do with the FDA. And if I have this wrong, tell me, there's a drug, and I'm going to get the name wrong. You know I am. It's the AMX0035.
Sure.
What is it? It's an oral medication. And is there reason to be hopeful?
Yes. I'm not a scientist, so, you know, I have to restrain what I say. But yeah, sure. It's actually a compound of two different drugs. One is called TEPCA. One is called sodium phenylbutyrate. And the research project is called CENTAUR. The ALS Association supported this research very robustly, and it did very, very well in its phase one and two clinical trials. Based upon those results, the ALS Association has joined with other associations and organizations calling on the FDA to expedite its availability. What I would say right now to anybody who's watching who is living with ALS and is interested in this compound is to speak to your doctor. Maybe they can help.
Yeah, that is the person you should be interacting with. Let's make sure we put the website up one more time. Debbie, before I let you go, you're not a scientist, you're not a doctor, but you are very close to this community, those who are suffering with ALS and their family members. How hopeful are you? I mean, beyond the ice bucket challenge, crime as a one-off, but that's not a sustained public awareness effort. And there's so much more work to be done. Question, how hopeful are you that a cure, if not meaningful help, is in the near future for people suffering with ALS?
The ALS Association has come out with a very bold statement saying that we want to make ALS a livable disease. In the time that I've been working with the ALS Association, which is about 16 years, you know, when I came on board, there was one gene that was identified. Now there are several. I see where research has come from and where it's going, and I'm very hopeful.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, Debbie. I promise we'll stay on top of this and monitor the progress, particularly the FDA issue as it relates to that drug that I'm not even going to try to pronounce again. Debbie, thank you, and wish you and all your colleagues, but also, even more importantly, all those who are dealing with ALS and their families, we wish them all the best. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Steve.
We'll be right back right after this.